Hey guys, welcome back to Agree.
Welcome back, yeah.
I'm Connie.
And I'm Max.
And we are creating a podcast for fun people.
That's true.
Yeah.
What is the aim of this podcast?
The aim is each week it'll be a different topic. It will be all fun media kind of topics.
Yeah.
And we talk about it. And then, oh, don't you worry, we'll have a wheel at the end of each episode with podcasts, idea topics.
Okay, what do we do with this wheel, though?
We bloody spin it.
Jesus Christ.
No.
Can you imagine?
And then we do whatever the next week is, except when we have special guests.
Oh, my goodness.
Because we're going to have guests, and when they come on.
What happens when they come on?
You know what, Mark?
No, I don't. That's what I'm asking.
They choose a topic.
Do they?
And they can either tell us in advance or they can just come on the podcast and tell us in real time.
So that we won't know ahead of time.
Well, no, that's... Oh, no.
So we can't prepare.
Well, no, it's up to them. We can if they need us to.
Oh, okay. So what is the topic today of the Virgin episode?
I just realised, are we filming right now?
I think. Well, I'm recording. Is this what we're doing?
I kind of forgot. I didn't realise it started.
It hadn't, but then it was so professional sounding that I just thought we'll use this.
Oh, the topic this week is the hit film. I don't know when it was made, actually.
2003.
That's when my brother was born.
Wow.
Freaky Friday.
Was it on Friday he was born as well? Is that a fact?
I couldn't tell you.
I think I was a Friday.
That makes sense.
I don't think it was freaky, though. I think it was a pretty normal Friday.
It was freaky
Friday.
If you got 4 into 1.
Thank you.
Yeah, Max Spencer was... I was going to say you were made. You weren't made.
But I was made in a pit.
That would make so much sense.
I was thrown together like a little gremlin man that I am.
Yeah, that would explain a lot of things.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Freaky Friday.
So, yeah, before we get going, what do you think the plot is?
Well, there is. Mother and daughter.
Yeah.
They're not seeing things that other person's perspective.
I see.
They're very confused. And it's also, if you want to get deep, it's about blended families.
Wow.
Because now it's a stepdad. And it's
quite progressive for 2003.
Yeah. They switch bodies and an absolute slaying cunt switches them. I love that. That's my only note on her character. Just
not what the old Chinese
cunt.
Woman.
Yeah. I've literally just put serves cunt.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I should probably get my notes up actually thinking about it.
Yeah. Are you not writing down in your laptop?
Well, I'm a phone. I've got a Google Keep.
They switch bodies, and the only way to switch back is to unselfishly love. I can't speak.
Selflessly. And unselfishly.
Yeah. They need to love each other. And then they do.
Okay.
Spoilers.
Well, that sort of is spoilers, to be honest. Because if you've not seen the sequel, then that is spoilers. But we have seen the sequel, though.
We have seen the sequel. Very good sequel.
Very good sequel.
Yeah. What do you think the plot's about?
What you said, to be honest.
I mean, it's kind of undeniable.
It is basically what the film is about, but it's more just to prove that you've seen the film.
Yeah.
Because I know I have.
Menu time.
You know, but... Mm.
So should we just start from the start of the film?
Yeah, I suppose so. So it starts with... what's her name? From The Parent Trap also. Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan. Anna.
Hand? Lindsay Lohan.
I call it hand.
No, it's hand. It's
is
Lindsay
it?
Lohan. She's not got a low hand.
She might.
She's like a tiny little freak, man.
She might. You don't know.
Maybe. But she's a teenager. She's 15.
She is.
Isn't she?
Yeah.
This wraps her back. I've got some notes about the end of the film.
Right, okay.
And she's a classic Disney teenager, you know. She just can't be woken up.
No.
You know, she's been dragged out of bed.
She is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I then also have that the brother is just a smug little git.
Oh, he's awful.
To be honest.
I actually hate my brother so much.
As a kid, I remember being like, oh, that brother's me. And now I'm like, that brother is the worst person.
I hate my brother so much.
Like the scene in the car where she's dropping them at school.
Mm.
And he's just like, he blatantly just hits her.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, what the fuck? And the mum's like, hey, be kind to your brother.
Yeah.
You know. Also, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Amazing.
Far too many phones and PDAs and shit.
That's what I do. At the start of the film, they do like, it sets it up very quickly for who they are.
They waste no time.
Yeah, and I do like that, because I feel like sometimes these days they need to give more context. I like in the 2000s,
well, they literally show and don't tell.
This is happening.
You know, because they don't know what she even does.
No.
For the first, like, 10 minutes.
No.
But we do know that she loves her mobile phones.
She
loves texting and driving.
Oh, one thing I did have to write down because I needed to ask you.
Yeah.
What's an organiser?
It's like a PDA.
What's a PDA?
It's like a little... So all the stuff your phone can do, it couldn't do that back then.
Right.
It was a separate device.
Yeah.
Like a BlackBerry, the first BlackBerries.
Right.
Were essentially...
Because at one point, Tess in Anna's body is like, oh, my organiser. And I was like, wait, what is that? I've never really questioned it.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, there you go.
It's just an early 2000s thing. Everyone had them. Well, not everyone, but only, office...
Pictures.
Women, you know, a real girl boss.
I think I aim to be Jamie Lee Curtis' level of organised, but I am limited at home.
But she's not that organised, that's what you see. Because she's juggling phones and she's not looking at the, you know, where she's driving.
Yeah,
she crashes a car because she's not organised.
I saw a car crash the other day.
Did you? Where? Yeah.
It was on the M6, I believe.
Oh, was it bad?
No one was injured. But wasn't.
That's good, at least.
But people were... It was a bad crash.
The worst or the funniest car crash I saw.
Can there be funny car crashes?
I don't think anyone was injured.
Oh, okay.
But I was... So, you know the... So, between your house and, like, the pub, there's that bridge.
Oh, there's so many.
But So, I was on my way to go see my girlfriend once, and I crested the hill, looked down, there was just a car upside down with its lights on and no one else around.
Oh, no.
I was like, someone's flipped out and thought, I'm too embarrassed, I'm just going to go home. Because there was no police or anything, it was just a flipped car. I was like,
God. Yeah, that's not fun.
Anyway, there's this film.
Anyway, Freaky Friday.
What have I got? Yeah, also, to be fair to the teacher...
Do you want to know my one note that I put for the teacher?
Yeah, go on.
I put Mr. Bates and an hour underneath. Who is Josh Groban? Kill yourself.
Very good.
That's the only note I put. I don't have any other thoughts. Who is Josh Groban? Kill yourself.
I have some thoughts.
Mm.
One is that she actually does know what 1984 is about, and it's very unfair that she's marked down in relation
really
to that, because she does give like a nice summation about it. Also, not a fan of the bald jokes. Yeah, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, for context, Max is a bald man.
I am.
Yeah. For context to the people that don't know us who will be listening to this.
All of them.
There's so many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although he does sort of deserve it, to be honest.
He does deserve it. Because I do...
I'm against bald jokes unless the guy is an arsehole.
Yeah, because I do think that... Because Tess doesn't believe anything that Anna's saying with the, like... What's the bully's name?
Oh, the girl that she used to be friends with.
Yeah, the blonde girl.
Yeah.
With, I'm just going to call her Blondie. Like, she doesn't believe that Blondie's out to get her. She doesn't believe that Bates is out to get her. And I kind of... Like, it properly gets rectified that the mum is then like, oh shit, these people are assholes.
Yeah, I think I've actually written down that this is one of the rare instances of the teenager being like, oh god, everyone hates me, but they actually do.
But yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, I kind of like it if there was one character where it was just Anna being like, way too ahead
of
Anna.
She's just put down on by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the mum does get to her office and the guy is...
Oh, I couldn't deal with him. I mean, bless him, mental health, not choice.
But also most relatable character. The quote, well, this morning was good, but then I got up.
That is life.
Fantastic guy.
All I'm getting, I realise that it's life.
It really is.
The world was good, and then I got out of bed.
And then I woke up.
Yeah.
But yeah, very, very relatable man.
Also, I think I hate him so much because I can relate to him where, you know how clingy he is with Tess?
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm like that with people. So you've not texted me back. Are we still going to the quiz? And I think that's why I despise him so much, because it is just me.
It's like a mirror.
God, this is a real relation.
It's like a Jungian. Jungian analysis of you.
Mm.
So at the school...
Mm.
She does the detention because she's always in detention.
Oh,
this
classic,
girl, isn't she? My God,
classic juvenile crime.
Two in one day.
Oh, that's crazy.
God! But then she does meet the hot guy.
I think he's hot.
Jay.
Hot take.
2003. He's the hottest guy. Though that's the thing. You've got to put it in context.
I do see it. I see that he is an attractive male, I have a thing with blondes. I've never found a blonde man attractive. No, but I tell a lie. Mamma Mia, here we go again. The guy that plays young
Stellan Skarsgård. Yeah, that's
yes,
fair.
Please. But only with long hair. And I also normally don't find long hair attractive.
What about Alexander Skarsgård when he was
Tarzan? Like young.
No, just like.
You can't.
Sorry, we just need to.
Max, it's a podcast. It's supposed to be. You can't use visual cues.
Well, no, I'll put a link. But people know what Alexander Skarsgård looked like.
I mean, should I just say, Theo, do you know what he looks like?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
I can appreciate it's an attractive man. That's with Jake. I'm like, I don't...
Yeah.
I can see that he's an attractive man. I don't find him attractive.
Fair enough.
But yeah.
But also, she drops all of her stuff. And he helps by picking up a guitar pick.
This is something I did actually write down. Do guitar picks show what you play? Because he picks it up and he went, oh, tenor, blah, blah, blah. And then she was like, oh, yeah, I do. Do you know?
What?
Because he gives her a guitar pick,
yeah.
And he says something.
I thought he was just like,
make a guitar.
Hey, do you play?
No, he picks it up as like, oh, tenor something. I swear it's tenor, I might be wrong. But he's like, oh, he like names something. And she goes,
I don't remember. Is it just the type of pick?
I don't know, but I was like, is that a thing? Because also, if anyone was wondering, does Lindsay Lohan play guitar?
She does.
She also has a guitar pick on her necklace in the film. She's got a choker with the guitar pick on the choker.
Sorry, yes,
and
yeah.
I was like,
yeah, she does.
God, if you were confused about this character.
In fact, yeah, I said also pick on choker.
Yeah.
But yeah, all the stuff you've got to help pick her up. Just the pick.
But she kind of had everything. Because I normally don't like it when that happens, but she did have everything.
I guess, but he just sort of saunters over. He doesn't run to help.
No.
He's not actually trying to help.
Yeah, but he's a cool guy.
Well, he's nonchalant, this is the issue.
This is what I do. I mean, we're jumping ahead a bit, but I do like that in the sequel, his relationship with Tess is shown to be like, what the fuck was that? Because the jokes make about the sequels are like, this is weird.
Yeah.
Because in the first one, they kind of did it, and it was weird. And then, like, he still gets with Lindsay Lohan, and it's like, that's fine.
We'll come back to this, but for the start of it, I'm like, you know, good for him, he knows what he likes.
Yeah.
And he's not, like, you know, ashamed or embarrassed. And then she's like, actually, I'm getting married, and that's when he should have been like, you know what,
I'm good.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
But he doesn't, he just keeps harassing her.
Yeah. And then we get to the house, where you kind of get introduced to the whole family unit. The whole unit. And yeah, I do think that the guy, what's the fiancé's name in it? I don't actually know.
I could have told you until you asked me.
Yeah, but I bless him, the most patient man.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I do think when she gets her door taken away from her, that's too much.
That, like, for a psychologist to deep something like that, it's like no privacy's earned, it's like, it's fucking not.
Like, that is too much, especially when you're 15 and you have a younger brother in the house, so it's like... Because she has a door taken away, and the way she finds out is that her younger brother is wearing her bra and reading her diary.
Yeah.
And it's like, maybe if you had, like, if her brother was a couple years older, it's not, I mean, it's weird, but it's not as big of a problem because the brother's not going to be like, because you've got the younger brother, that's just weird.
Yeah. Also, it is clear Lindsay Lohan, though, has no idea how to play guitar.
That is exactly what I wrote down, because I was like, the shots are very strategic, and when she is, it is... Like, so do you know a story? When I was in primary school, I played guitar.
I know that.
And I had there was like a recital, but there were two classes where it was like a good class.
Right.
And that was me.
Oh.
And I wasn't good. But we played one song and it was way too fast, so I mimed playing the guitar on stage in front of everyone. And I was like, I feel like she's doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, she does not know how to play guitar.
Not a bit.
What I did. I did put it on. I was like, she can't.
Also, like right, single mum, 5,000 square foot house.
No, but Dad's just died, and so she might get that dead money.
Maybe, but and in now California.
She's with a rich, but now she's with a rich fiance.
Okay, but the fucking garage, right? A nice custom rosewood Telecaster.
Yeah.
Nothing cheap in that studio.
Oh, yeah.
But weirdly, no PAs. If you hear them singing, what are they singing of?
Of movie magic.
Exactly right.
That's what I'm thinking.
And I don't stand for it.
Yeah, but that's the difference for you and I, where I was like, oh, it's a guitar scene. I don't think you should play guitar. And then I stopped thinking about it. You were like, yeah, but where are the amps?
Also, yeah, he's a lovely stepdad, though.
So, yeah.
Because the kid steals the ice cream. And he's like, hey, shouldn't he? He's like, hey,
No, he is cute.
He's done well.
And he's cute with Anna, because we're like, when we're at a restaurant, and he's like, oh, I've pre-ordered your favourite.
Yeah.
Like, it is lovely, and he is trying.
Just before we go away from the house scene, when the grandpa comes out to go see Anna, and clearly just grabs the first teenage girl that looks nothing like his granddaughter. Not a bit like her.
No.
I don't.
I feel like you've just got to blame on dementia.
Oh, no, now I feel bad. I thought he was just a perv. And now you're like, actually, he's going to, he's not doing so well.
No, because throughout the film, he's like, earthquake.
Oh, that's, no.
He's clearly a dementia. That's really offensive, Max. That's really bad. And you're really going to edit that out. And
I'm not. This is really sad. I'm going to make me look like a hero for recognising how sad it is. Jesus.
You just were making fun of him.
I didn't realise.
He's a dementia man. I don't know if he's a dementia riddled.
Dementia riddled. Or how's he for dementia?
Yeah. Also, another reason why Max is an awful person, to anyone wondering. When we watched the... the prequel, as I have called it.
Yeah.
When we watched the prequel, at the start of the film... Anna is like a single mother, and Tess at one point goes, I know you chose to be a single mother. And Max said, oh, so she's divorced.
That's not what happened.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
And I then said, no, she could have had surrogacy, you misogynist prick.
So what actually happened was I said, that was a weird way to phrase that. And then Connie said, well, it just means she's divorced, right? And we both turned away and watched the film for another minute, and then she said, actually, it could be surrogacy, you misogynist. And that's actually B for B,
no, you said, that's a weird way to say you divorced. That's what you said.
I don't think I did. You said that's a weird way
to say you divorced. And I was like, okay.
Either way, we both looked away and then you turned around with the surrogacy thing. That was not off the dome.
I still have the high horse. Yeah, but that's just another reason why I'm
a bad guy. I'm a bad guy. What else have we got here?
Well, that's kind of the end of the introduction of that, and then they just get to a restaurant.
Yeah, they get told before they go to the restaurant that they have this audition at the House of Blues.
Mm.
That's like a 3,000 cap venue. And when she was talking to Jake earlier, she's like, we're not out of our garage phase yet.
No, but that's why they say, they're like, this is the biggest opportunity. We've never played.
They've not played a gig, and their first gig is in front of 3,000 people.
Oh, it's a good,
That's insane.
It's good, because it is a genuinely good song as well.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. But it reminded me, Messy by Lola Young? Because I'm too messy.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of like that vibe, but rock.
Sort of,
yeah.
But it also just goes to show how much of a bad one Tess really is. Because, like, even if it's your wedding rehearsal dinner or whatever, and your kid's like, I got my first ever gig, it's at, like, a good, like, a prestigious venue in front of 3,000 people.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, no, you don't.
Yeah.
But it's not very supportive.
But I can kind of see both sides in the sense of, like, this is probably... Because her husband dies.
Yeah.
And then it's probably the first time she's like, I'm doing something myself again, because she's getting married.
True.
And she's like, if Anna could tell Tess way in advance that, oh, we've got this audition. I know she can't because it's like a dropout and that's how she got it.
Yeah.
But I think because it's so last minute, that's why she goes, what are you on about? But I do think she could have been more, because I didn't realise, you see, it does a shot where it goes to the band and then two buildings down is the thing.
Yeah.
And it was like, you could let her go and say, I trust you. And then if not, you've got like so many family.
Yeah.
Like, you've got so many relatives in that building, you can just be like, you need to go get Anna.
Exactly. It's like, you're not important in this situation, just slip out.
Especially when it's a song.
Yeah, exactly. It's like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's insane.
But yeah. And then we're in a restaurant.
The restaurant.
Yeah.
Which
the absolute, she is a cunt in the best way possible. I love her.
Yeah, because she's not in the new one, is she? Because I presume she's dead.
No, the daughter shows up.
The daughter's in it, but not the old woman.
Maybe.
But I do love how just every opportunity this old Chinese lady's like, all right, I hear two people arguing. I was going to go. because at the end, again, it's a son and the grandpa.
Yeah, she's immediately Yeah, she's having a switch on and you're like, you can't work this out. We need to switch bodies here.
How many people has she done this to?
I guess at least 70.
Yeah, it's got to be like dozens minimum.
Well, because that restaurant, it's like a bit of like, oh, no, we need to go because we like got the last booking. So it's a busy restaurant.
It's a busy restaurant. There's no way people don't argue in restaurants.
Yeah, it'll be a little breakup. Oh my gosh, you think she's done it for a breakup?
That's the Freaky Friday I want to see.
Yeah, I do like mother and daughter, but I feel like a breakup, that could be good.
That'd be interesting. Oh, you need to write that film.
That could be your next podcast.
Yeah. I was writing a film.
Yeah, so I don't really have much to say about the actual restaurant.
Not the restaurant per se.
They kind of get switched. Have an earthquake.
It's more when they wake up and they realise. Yeah. And that could you imagine... Action. Waking up and just suddenly being 44 years old.
Oh my god, yeah.
I mean, like, I'm in my 20s and I wake up and ache. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I think I'd wake up and be like, oh, well, today's the day I kill myself.
You know what I think I would find the scariest? What? Is, you know, the bit where it's kind of played off as a joke and I feel like it's really confusing, like Anna in Tess's body.
Yeah.
It's like, God, she's blind.
Yeah.
Imagine going from perfect vision.
Yeah, to then...
Then you can't see anything.
It's fucked.
Scary.
Very scary.
Yeah.
Also, the Crypt Keeper line. Oh my God, I'm the Crypt Keeper.
Mm.
Funny. Very, very unfair to Jamie Lee Curtis.
Who has aged very well. I was thinking that, because I was like, in this one and the sequel, they both do that scene of like, oh my God, what's wrong with... And she... I mean, she just seems like a good person. She probably just goes along with the joke.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I do, like, she proper goes with it for the joke because it's, like, in the sequel more, because she's older in the sequel.
Yeah, she's like 66 now, I think.
I can't remember what she says. Yeah. But I do respect it because she proper goes with the joke.
And they're so good at acting as each other.
They're so good.
I didn't realise how weird it was to see Jamie Lee Curtis acting as the adult version of herself until I rewatched the film and saw her being...
Yeah.
I was like,
no, Jamie Lee Curtis is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it's really good.
And also a baroness.
Oh, yeah.
She's married to Christopher Guest, who's like the Haddon Guest fourth baron or something.
Yeah.
Fun times.
But yeah, no, it's cute.
There is one thing that is... quite 2003, I thought, is when they're trying to put together what happened.
Mm.
And then they're like, the fortune cookies. And then Lindsay Lohan has the incredible line of, it must be some strange Asian voodoo.
I didn't know what was he... Yes. When she said that, I was like, it's too
bad. Because, like, as soon as they walked into the restaurant, I was like, this whole thing's not going to have aged well. And it's not, there's the Chinese shouting, which... is played up for laughs, but it's not awful.
It's not awful.
And then there's the strange Chinese movie, like, no, that's where it is.
Yeah, no, that's not great. No, they are good at playing each other. And something, I mean, it might just be me, because I quite like to... I quite like hair in films, just the way they do it. I find it interesting. You wouldn't realize this. But, I quite like the way they do, like, the way they style their hair in films. Mm. Just, even if it's just, like, doesn't have to be... anything like amazing like this film.
Yeah.
But I just like the way they did it because when Tess is Tess at the start, her hair's really messy and it's greasy and it's gross. And like even when they're playing, when it's the volleyball scene, and like normally I feel like it's in high school shows, it would be like, oh, they've put the hair up and it's perfect.
Yeah.
But I like that Lindsay Lohan's hair is literally just thrown up quickly.
Yeah.
Like it's nothing intense. And then it kind of goes to, and then when they do switch, obviously, Jamie Lee Curtis gets the big haircut, and that can signify it. But then, even with Lindsay Lohan's hair, where that's now clean, slicked back, in like different ways, which
it's
is
like when she turns up to the audition later on, and I was like, "What the fuck is up with your hair?" That takes this.
But yeah, I always like that, and I was like, "Oh, I like."
It is a nice touch.
Yeah.
Also, did you catch how much money Tess makes an hour? From her therapy.
No, I can't remember.
$150 an hour.
Get me that.
In 2003.
And all she asked her advice to Anna was just say, how do you feel?
Exactly.
Which, obviously, it's comedically bad advice. It is. That's the reason, but it's like...
But she's also not a great therapist because she just steals her teenage daughter's bedroom door.
Yeah.
So maybe that is all she does.
Because what I do like is the scene where, you know, the where Anna's doing the, like, therapy for everyone, and then it's mother, and she's like, and I've read her diary, and she's weird with a boy, and now she's not talking to her friends, so I don't know if this is happening. And Anna's like, well, no, it's clearly because she's not doing anything with a guy, and the best friend also likes him.
Yeah.
And I do like that, but it's just instantly, well, no, this is clearly what's happening. Because that is what you'd want to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe she's a better therapist than Tess.
I think for I think sometimes, like, you know when you hear, like, I know your parents, or, like, their friends ask for advice about their kids?
Yeah.
So when I hear it, I'm like...
Yeah, that's bad advice.
You should do this. Yeah. Or it's like, yeah, I think it is... I like
that. It's weird, because parents were all kids once.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How do they lose...
I think you're just so, like... Being a parent is mental.
Life just grinds you down.
Yeah.
Fair.
But yeah.
And
then it's kind of just Jake weirdness.
Yeah, there's a lot of Jake weirdness.
It is odd.
I've written down multiple times just that Jamie Lee Curtis is so fucking good in this movie. She's a treasure. So I just have to keep circling
that. I think she's amazing, but I do also think Lindsay Lohan is amazing. Because I think Jamie Lee Curtis can kind of be funnier.
Yeah.
Because it's... a grown woman being like, oh, you're stupid.
Yeah.
But I do think that the way she plays it as well is great. And just they're both great as each other.
They really are. Good. Although, at one point, Tess is... it's right at the beginning, I think, in the car.
Mm.
And Tess is talking to Anna, and she's like, God, you look like Stevie Nicks. And I was like, who? But then later on, she knows who Keith Richards is. Yeah, from the Rolling Stones. How can you know Keith Richards and not Stevie Nicks?
Did she not know Stevie Nicks?
No, at the beginning. Anna doesn't know Stevie Nicks.
That surprised me because Anna's supposed to be this big music person.
Exactly, but then she knows Keith Richards, and then Tess doesn't know Keith Richards. Because she's like, oh, no, just get on stage and act like Keith. And she's like,
Oh, who? Yeah.
What fucking musical education have both of these people had?
Yeah, to be fair, I wouldn't know Keith Richards from Rolling Stones.
Well, no, but you've heard the name, though.
No.
Really?
No, not at all. Stevie Nicks, no, I love her.
Yeah, you got to love Stevie.
Keith Richards. I don't know.
Wild. But yeah, it's just weird that she's like, oh no, but me, like the Stones, Keith Richards. And then the mum's like, who?
Yeah. Just be like, Keith. I actually just find in a charge shop the other day, it was a mug which just had Keith written on it, and then all different qualities about a guy called Keith. I wanted to buy it.
You should have done.
No, I did want to, but I was like,
Is this like a big tits for situation?
Yeah. I would like, that's one thing I know, I want fun mugs.
Yeah.
I want random fun mugs.
Yeah, I used to always buy Ben a fun mug, for Christmas or something.
Mm.
Anyway.
Yeah, moving on.
It's fucking cool when she goes on daytime TV.
This is the thing I did think, dick move, but the fiancé didn't tell, and his reasoning is like, oh, it's because I didn't want you to be nervous. Give me some time
to mentally prepare, make up things.
Because he thinks that it's the book that she's written.
Yeah.
But, like, I swear, in interviews, normally they give you, like, pre-planned questions. You know what they're going to say.
You plan it out.
And, like, it's supposed to be, like, they explain it's like, oh, someone dropped out and it was last minute, so I got you it, but I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
I would want time. Because if you said to me, right, if I turned up on a TV show set, and they went, right, go on, I'd be like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's even worse is as well is when he's trying to calm her down. He's like, "I got you this," and I was like, "Oh, that's weird because it's you just force this on her, and now you're like, but it's a good thing and you should thank me."
Yeah,
very weird.
Because it's one of that, but I can't imagine even Tess as Tess being cool with that. She's so like neurotic.
She's in a head and she's scatterbrained.
Like, oh, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Like, no, I can't imagine that.
But she is cool though, because she ends up crowd surfing on daytime TV.
She does.
And then Jake's like, your mum's really hot.
Yeah. Which she is.
She is, she but is also awful. Jake, calm down. She's getting married.
Yeah. And then they have the... Is that after they have the cafe weirdness?
Yes,
He works there.
Yeah.
Also, how old is he supposed to be?
I don't know, because he looks like... Because
they keep making reference of, you're too old for me.
Yeah.
You're too old. And he has a job, but, like, it's not weird having a job if you're in high school. Like, if you're 15.
Because he's still in high school.
But is he, like, a... Because you can have, like, super seniors where they're, like, 22.
So in high school?
Yeah. You have Jesus, because
like held back or something.
Yeah, because America, like here,
yeah.
If you failed your GCSEs, you could come back to retake the exams, but you don't reset the year because that's weird.
Yeah,
but for like America, you can just retake the year and retake it over and over again, like with college.
Yeah,
it's weird.
That is bizarre. So he could be like 22 and she's 15.
Yeah. That's what I want to know, because he has a job, but it's like, it's not weird to have a job at 15. So that didn't really give any indicators. Because they never have class together, they just have detention.
True.
But it seems like detention is just everyone. It's
everyone, yeah.
So I want to know how old he is.
That's a good point. I've got written here that when he realises he can't date a 44-year-old woman, he thinks the next logical thing to do is do the creepier thing and date a 15-year-old.
And this is my... I mean, let's give him a head.
Yeah.
But why the hell did Tess in Anna's body kiss Jake? You know, when he's outside in the boombox doing Hit Me Baby One More Time, why did she kiss him? Because in that moment, he is telling her, I'm sorry, I want your mum.
Yeah.
He's not saying I want her. And she just... kisses it, but like, why? Because that wasn't also, the way to shut him up.
No, and she's also still due to get married.
Yeah, because I was like, that feels a bit cheating.
That is sort of cheating, yeah.
But like, why is he, like, why did she kiss him? I don't get the, because I don't know if it was literally to shut him up, but she was already doing that. He was already being quiet and like, okay, I can go.
Yeah.
Like, why did she kiss him? I didn't know if it was like for her daughter, because she then says,
maybe.
She wants you for your mind.
Or maybe actually Tess does like Jake back. But she's just, you know, gone for this, you know, stable man that's good with kids and does a good job.
Like, she does seem like she does genuinely love Ryan.
Ryan!
His name is Ryan! Oh my god.
I can't believe neither of us could remember that.
I know.
Yeah, maybe. Unless she just, like, likes the idea of that Jake likes her.
I think, I would assume the reason is so... she made it so Anna still has a shot with Jake.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, because she does come around on him, doesn't she? She's like, actually, you're a nice guy. And
yeah.
Yeah, and then Jake's like, no, you are too young for me. You did that fucking shit with the test. You know, it was really immature.
Yeah.
Because she spoils the other girl's test.
Yeah.
So.
Which I do think, bad therapist. If you're actually a therapist,
yeah,
you're not.
Right.
You're not rubbing out someone's test and going, I'm too stupid.
So vindictive.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. However, they do change back into their bodies, though.
At the wedding dinner. Rehearsal.
Yeah. After they've had this big, big talk.
Is that normal? I thought you had a wedding rehearsal, which is literally just the people that are going to be walking down the aisle, and then that's like the rehearsal.
Is the rehearsal dinner?
Rehearsal dinner? Why are you rehearsing to have dinner?
I don't know.
You're doing it for 20 years.
Yeah.
I think
it's just to, like, work out, like, where people are sitting and stuff, but
I thought it normally wasn't the same place as the venue.
Oh.
Because in the office when Jim and Pam get married,
yeah,
they have, like, a rehearsal dinner, but I don't think that's where they got married.
Then I have
one. Or maybe it is. I feel like... is it just literally an excuse to everyone have a meal beforehand?
I guess.
I'm just going to assume
it's going to be expensive, though. Yeah. And the bride and groom must be paying for that if it's there.
Oh, yeah.
So why would you do that?
It's like, for my wedding, I'm like, I do not want anyone... I don't want it to be a reunion.
Yeah.
I don't want that at all. And because I said this to my mum before, and she's like, that means that you're not inviting a lot of the family. And I was like, so it be.
Well, I also did do some... oh, sorry, the Chinese earthquake music.
This is what I don't pay attention to. What I did think was the way that Jamie Lee Curtis just kind of like stands there, like really still, and then just moves. I was like, that, I get that it's fast for reason, you don't have a budget for transitions, but I was like, what?
But were you listening to what happened when she gets hit with her own song?
No.
There's a gong.
Oh, there is a gong. Now you've said it, I know. Yeah.
And there's some incredible tense Chinese music playing while the earthquake happens, and then it crash pans in. There's a gong, crash pans in, and another gong.
Yeah.
Cinema is what that is.
It's so good. But what I do think is, you know, when they do turn back and then they hand us like the rock yeah, hands, yeah. Jimmy Cuts does a cute little like thumbs up.
Yeah.
I'd be like cheering at the Euros, like at the final.
If we can do a backflip, even if you can't do it.
I'd be
like,
sprinting to my daughter and being like, you fucking did it. Like, are you joking? Yeah. I'm not doing a little cute thumbs up.
But also, it's been 24 hours.
Yeah.
So it's not been that long.
It's not that long, but like...
How long were days in 2003, by the way, that you could do that much shit?
I thought it was 2 days.
I think it's on the second day that they get...
On the second day, yeah.
So it's like the Friday is when they change. They have Saturday. And then I think it's on the Sunday.
But it's like... No, but it was... It's to the extent where Tess was about to cancel her wedding.
Yeah.
She was like, we're not changing back tomorrow.
Yeah, true.
You don't have to marry your stepdad.
How close is the rehearsal dinner to the actual wedding?
It's the night before. I think so.
That would be exhausting.
In the office. Yeah. No, but weddings are exhausting.
I know. So why do you need another pretend one beforehand?
I think that's just so people can have a meal together before. I don't think that's a British thing. I mean, I've
never been to a wedding rehearsal.
I thought you said I've never been to one. I was like, you went to your sister's wedding. I've only been to two weddings. The first one I was a kid, so I can't remember.
Yeah.
And the second one, I don't remember there being a rehearsal dinner. I do think it's American.
Yeah, it must be.
Because the only point of reference I have is the Jim and Pam wedding in the office.
And this now.
And this now, yeah.
I do have a fact, though. Mm. Jamie Lee Curtis did learn guitar for this film.
Yeah, because I watched another it was You Again? You Again. And she played the guitar in that again. I was like, oh, maybe she can play the guitar because she plays it Free Friday as well.
Yeah.
I'm glad you found that out.
So she learned it for this film, apparently.
Right.
And she does play the solo at the thing, but I believe that was overdubbed by an actual guitarist. It was just so her hands would look roughly in the right place.
Yeah.
And they do look roughly in the right place. That makes sense,
because she's learned it for the film.
Yeah.
And because I wasn't sure, because in the film they're like, I tried to learn your solo and it's so hard.
Yeah.
Only you can do your solo, so it is built up to be this incredibly hard thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know if it actually
is. It's also quite an easy solo, really, if you listen to it. It's not.
Yeah. But that does make sense, because she stuck with it for You Again.
Yeah, it's like there's like some weird fingerings of chords.
Okay, it's like I don't know who chord is, but he doesn't. I don't know if he's.
So she just like an open D chord at one point instead of like. It, the normal way you do it, she uses a pinky finger to do it.
Just for context for the listeners, Max is doing things with his hands to show me, but because this is only a recording, it's quite hard to tell.
But she uses a pinky finger to do a D, and it's real weird because I can't even get it in the right place because I've got a fucked pinky finger.
I've got a good pinky.
You do, that's a good pinky.
Yeah.
I've
got a good purple as well. Oh, this is what I wrote about Jake Defo Praise Kink.
No.
Because he only likes Anna when Jamie Lee Curtis rejects him. That's the only time he then gets into Anna.
That's true.
If that goes hand in hand with the mummy issue, and he then likes her. Because then also, at the actual wedding, he's going back with Anna.
Yeah.
And it's like, just as she's rejected you, and now you're into her.
Yeah, that is weird.
I would love
weird.
To know that relationship.
Also, that's going to be awkward in that household. Yeah, for a while, because... Well, because Tess is going to be like...
Because for the prequel, spoilers didn't work out.
Yeah.
But that's... Like, that's got to be weird, because that's what I like in the prequel.
Yeah.
Where they're like... All the jokes about it is like... He's still into the mum. And it's like that... Imagine, like...
He's sort of not, though, in the prequel.
He is, though. Because, like, all his fans, like, were dressed up as Jamie Curtis in that, like... In the iconic dress.
Yeah.
And, like, he's flirting with the mum.
I guess,
because he keeps flirting with the mum and is like, I still want you.
Yeah.
So he is attracted to the mum. Because also, that would create so many, like, mental insecurities for Anna. Because then the only reason you were attracted to me when my mum was being me was because of the things we had in common.
Yeah.
But now I'm me again in this attractive body.
Yeah.
And we've got the things in common. You have nothing in common with my mum. And yet you still want to be with my mum because she's so hot.
Yeah, that is true.
It's got to create issues.
And also, does Ryan know about any of this?
Well, he saw them on the motorcycle.
Yeah.
So, but then Tess covered for it well, and she was like,
yeah,
he's a friend of mine. He, my mum knew the lift and that's it. Yes. So I think you'd pick up on it though.
Yeah, it's good.
Because that would
first family dinner where they're all together.
Yeah.
That's gonna be weird.
Yeah, you'd pick up on the fact that her boyfriend fancies for mum.
Yeah. I do have a game, though.
Oh, okay.
I just prepared a little thing.
Mm.
I think we've got time.
So I was just seeing this, because I'm not sure how long we've been talking.
Guess the Lindsay Lohan film by the Letterboxd review.
Oh, I love this.
So I'll give you...
We should do a game every podcast.
We could do. So are you familiar with every Lindsay Lohan film?
Probably not every.
Which you can get the IMDb up on your phone if that helps. There's not that many films. So, what's a good one?
While we're getting one up, Big Life News, Connie Smith.
Go on.
I'm going to get bangs.
Yeah.
Like curtain, like to cheekbone, I think.
Yeah. When are you doing this?
First, I've got a haircut. Well, I'm going to say to her, I want a change. Mm. I definitely want layers.
Mm.
I kind of want a curtain bang. Okay. But what do you think would suit me? Because it might not be that.
Way, you're going to be debuting it at the pub quiz.
Yes, I will be.
So,
Lindsay, okay, I'm ready.
Okay, I'll start you off with an easy one. Mm. Rachel McAdams could have done Fight Club, but Brad Pitt couldn't have done Mean Girls.
Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Is the answer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, you said it in secret.
Because you said the name of a film.
Yeah, I did, because that was in the review.
I don't think a guessing game works.
That was an easy one.
Okay. She's done so... Lindsay Lohan, she's done so many shit films these days.
So?
I haven't watched a lot of these films. She's in The Holiday.
Well,
oh, yeah, she is.
She is in The Holiday.
She's like the... Yeah.
Are you ready for the next one?
I'm ready, I'm sorry.
Yes. I was not expecting to adore this horny little car.
As you're watching that, my phone went onto a parent trap and you said, and I was like, where's this going? Well, I've not watched it, but I'm going to guess Herbie Fully Loaded.
You are correct. That is true.
It is easier now I've got these up because I haven't watched a lot of these.
Yeah. Okay, here's one. My dad literally had the biggest smile on his face throughout this entire thing. And then afterwards I asked him if he liked it and he said, no, what kind of fragile masculinity?
Okay, I'm going to think out loud.
Yeah.
I feel like I would guess Mean Girls for that. Because I think if it's fragile masculinity, you would say no for, like, a stereotypical feminine film.
I see.
But I feel like because we've had that, I don't think it'll be that again.
There might be a couple for the films.
Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen. I've not watched it.
Yeah, is that your guess?
That's my guess.
It's not. It's The Parent Trap.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be, like, a stereotypical girly film.
Well,
and so that's what.
No, really? It's just a heartfelt, you know, film.
Nice film. How much that either? Do you like peanut butter and Oreos? Was we not done?
No, I do. Okay, here's right. Now this is a good one.
Okay.
Not freakier. They don't even let Jamie fuck Chad Michael this time.
I would say that's freakier Friday.
It is. Oh my god.
They should have made it just like soft porn. It's just freakier. They should have taken freakier that way. And I'm upset they didn't.
They really should have done. Okay. How about this one?
Okay.
The names give it away a bit. But it's Hallie. How old are you, Annie? I'll be 12 on October 11th. Hallie coughs. So will I, Annie. Your birthday's on October 11th. How weird is that, Hallie? Extremely. You have the same fucking face.
Fair enough.
I just read that one. I couldn't.
You know, in the prequel.
Yeah.
Her wedding day is October 3rd. Like a Mean Girls.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Should we talk about a prequel for a bit? Because
we can if you want.
My main thing for a prequel was the young actress that played, like, Lindsay Lohan's daughter.
Yes.
Amazing.
Very good.
Such a good actress. I think she's going to be a big actress.
Yeah.
I think she's the next generation.
And to be fair to the dad's kid.
The British, yeah.
Yeah. She did a good Jamie Lee Curtis, to be fair.
She did do a good, yeah.
I quite enjoyed it.
No, she did do a good Jamie Lee Curtis. But yeah, I did like the prequel. It was just fun.
It was good. I couldn't get over the dad, though. Because he's, what's his name, from...
The Good Place?
Yeah.
Oh, I could get under him.
Oh, you said that at the time. I just can't get over the fact that it's him.
Beautiful man.
Or yeah, he's too similar to A Simple Favour. Just in that he's a British Asian man, really.
I was going to say, I think that's the only thing I've gotten caught.
Yeah. But
yeah. Oh, have we added Simple Favours to the podcast?
I don't know. We can do.
Should I add it?
Yeah. I've got one more review, though. Well, actually, okay. Two more I want you to hear. At one point, Jude Law goes, I've got the gills for New Year. Like, who else would have had custody? His wife is dead. You're correct, it's the holiday.
That is good.
There's some good ones on this, let me tell you.
I did in lockdown, we did a lot of pub quizzes with my family friends, yes. And I did a round and it was guess the film based on the bad review.
Yeah.
And it was good.
Okay, here's a tough one.
Is this the last one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now that's an Oscar-worthy Jamie Lee Curtis performance.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, the only ones I know that they've both been in have been... Freaky Fridays.
But which one, though?
I feel like you're going to go freakier and...
Do you think it's mind games?
I think you're going to play mind games. I think I'm going to go freakier.
What if I told you I was playing mind games in that I made you think I was playing mind games and it's actually the first one?
Oh! Yeah, that is good.
I just thought, you know, that's a nice vague one, but not too vague. It's flip of a coin.
Yeah, no, that was... I liked that.
Yeah.
Very good.
I'll do more of these for every film.
Yeah. Or we can switch.
All that, yeah. If you...
Or should we say every other podcast, the other person has a game?
Works for me.
Yeah.
Have you got the wheel?
I have the wheel. Are we ready for the wheel?
I think we're ready to spin
that
wheel.
Are you hoping for anything?
I don't know. I can't remember everything that's on it, to be honest.
Should I read out a few so that audience can get
just some examples, yeah.
Labyrinth, Open House, Gilmore Girls... Harry Potter, Eurovision, Bake Off, Celebs Go Dating, Virgin Islands, Stranger Things, The Room, oh, that's a good film.
The Room is a good film.
Glee Project, Glee, Juno, Perks of Being a Wallflower. We've had ideas where we just both kind of debate what the best sitcom is. Divergent, Hunger Games, 500 Years of Summer, Love Actually, Good Will Hunting, Moulin Rouge, Evita, Wishbone Reviews, Man's Best Friends, Easy A, Dance Moms.
You can't forget the Intense Roulard as well.
And Intense Roulard, but neither of us know what that was, so I have taken it off the wheel.
Yeah.
But yeah, can you comment on Spotify? Oh, I could do a thing on... We have an Instagram.
We have an Instagram as of right now.
It's called Agree to the Number 2.
Okay.
Agree.
Yeah.
I will have a suggestions box for what we could add.
Very good.
For the thing. And then you can add to it. And at some point, we'll also have special guests. Are you ready for a spin?
Let's spin this thing.
Da-da-da-da-da. We need jingles for this podcast. That's the one thing
we do.
Very topical.
Oh my god, Bake Off.
And it starts tomorrow.
My god. Well, there you go.
Well, there we go. So, next week.
Are we just going to review the one episode of Bake Off, or how's this going to work?
Ooh. I say we give our thoughts on the new series, the new contestants. Oh, and we could guess who we think's going to win from the first episode. And then when it finishes, we'll update you guys if we want.
So we do the first episode, take a guess, and then revisit it after the last one and say who was right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we could talk about the first episode and just our general Bake Off love.
Yeah, okay.
Our favourite bits. What would you bake on Bake Off? That kind of,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it because we have
Instagram,
to do that.
Yeah, we legally have to. On the Instagram, guys, just comment ideas.
Yeah.
Is that a podcast done?
I think that could be the podcast
done. Thank you to all, aka Theo, for listening.